Old Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter number 1309. And this is the Rebbe addressing in Chavvav Kislev, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Avosik Chosid, and the titles. And the Rebbe is giving him Zalman Zorach Sheyichya, Zalman Zorach Gafavovich. That's the name at the bottom they bring down. Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe said it was with happiness that I received your letter on time, in which you write that you feel better, and I hope that from that time and on till today, that your health has even improved, even much better, and that you will be able to notify me good news with regards to this matter. For sure, the Rebbe says, you had received my regards through to you, through, the Rebbe gives a lot of title, Yosef Sheikh Halevi Weinberg, who's traveling, Shadar, and I'm thinking, the Rebbe says, I suppose that you participated in the Fabringen for Yutas Kislev, and my father-in-law, the Rebbe, writes in one of his letters that every gathering of Hasidim, every Fabringen, must bring along good decisions, both in Torah and mitzvahs, especially in brotherly love. But the main thing is, it must have some practical application. It must come down in something pragmatic. Ichab, the Rebbe says, I had delight in reading in your letter that in your memory is engraved the good years when you were in Lubavitch, and how each memory brings a drawing and a pull from your soul. And for sure that this neshama pull from those good memories, which will not remain without a good practical action, and this will bring a strengthening in the ways of Hasidus and the study of the teaching of Hasidus. And then, is this what the Alter Rebbe writes, that everyone that who is going to hold on to the klamke is a doorknob, those who hold to the doorknob, that he will take him out from his distress to the wide, to salvation, from physical to spiritual, and from Gehenna, holding on to the Rebbe's handle. What does it mean, holding on to the Rebbe's handle? It's outside, it's a doorknob, it's only in the outside even, but as long as you're holding on, you're holding on, then you're on his boat, he pulls you out. And the Rebbe Rashab explains this. What does it mean from Gehenna? Gehenna means hell, but it means from the physical, materialistic matters of this physical world. Especially those who had the privilege to be for a long time with the Rebbe. So it's sure that in the end, in the final analysis, this will have the hoped for impact. And it would certainly place you in a good light, for good for you, and physically and spiritually. The Rebbe says, I hope to hear from you good news, and I'm going to conclude with a blessing for good health, and both spiritually, physically and spiritually.